The annual Pumpkin Smash and Fall Festival at Crabtree Farms is Saturday, November 1st. I'm speaking with event organizers. What do you do with your pumpkin after the Halloween festivities are over? Crabtree Farms is giving you a chance to send it sailing across a field with their very own replicated medieval war machines. The annual Pumpkin Smash and Fall Festival is coming up this weekend. My guests are Andrea Jaeger and Anna Chill from Crabtree Farms.
Pumpkin Smash is a really good time. It's a day of fun on the farm, games, live music, and food.
And the ancient art of war, the trebuchet, rained down upon their enemies. They were fearful and everything was just horrible. But you've taken a trebuchet and you've turned it into an instrument of fun instead of an instrument of war. That's what your Pumpkin Smash is doing. How's that going to happen?
We have a fleet of trebuchets. Instead of doing an art of war, they're actually going to be doing an art of composting. So you can bring out your spent pumpkins from Halloween and watch them careen through the air and smash on the ground. And it's just a lot of fun. There's going to be a pumpkin chucking trebuchet contest at high noon that everyone's invited to attend. Come to watch as four teams compete to see who can throw their pumpkins the farthest. It's going to just be a wild adventure, so hopefully everybody will be there to attend.
And it's actually the engineers who built them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll have all sorts of family fun throughout the day. You'll have activities for the children. You'll just have one wonderful fall festival kind of party going on. So what else is going on other than throwing pumpkins across a field?
Well, you can pay as you go for farm-style carnival games. We're going to have cornhole, potato sack races, butternut squash relay, face painting, kids' activities, tractor rides, a fry station. We'll have veggie oil and local lard, and you can bring in your own favorite items to deep fry, or we'll have things available, produce from the farm, more indulgent things as well.
I think last year I saw someone asking Dr. Anna George, who was manning the fry pots at the time, gave her strawberries.
Oh, yes. So that was a fun option, a healthy option, before you fried it.
Yeah.
Also, returning this year will be, I guess, our third annual pie eating contest, which is really fun. We'll have it available for kids as well as adults. We might even have our returning champion come back. So
he showed up last year, and he was ready to take on the competition, and unfortunately was beat out by somebody else.
So you never know. You can't rest on your laurels when it comes to pie eating contests.
No, you have to practice.
Who are the teams that will be competing with the pumpkin launch, the trebuchet?
Well, it's a group of engineers. So we have kind of the young ones versus the more seasoned engineers. And they're from an engineering co-op in town. So we have those folks competing more against each other. So we know it's going to be kind of a heated thing against our Crabtree Farms trebuchet itself.
For people who've never seen a trebuchet, it's not exactly like a catapult, but it uses centrifugal force to actually roll back and then launch. So it almost circles completely before it sends that thing flying. And if you bring your own pumpkin, you're the one who pulls the lever that sends the pumpkin across the field.
Precisely. And it is just a really interesting thing to watch. If you've never seen one before, you're going to leave a physics nerd at the end of it because you're just going to see it and wonder, how can I build one of these myself? They're just so neat. It's just a great way to get rid of, you know, your composted items.
And it does compost in the field where it lands.
Exactly. So this year we're asking people to please take out the little Halloween candles inside of your pumpkins because those don't compost as well in our fields.
I wondered in the past if you ended up with a field full of a variety of pumpkins the next year.
We have some mutants coming up, but we've done a good job to till them into the dirt and incorporate them into the soil.
Date and time.
Pumpkin Smash is going to take place November 1st, the day after Halloween, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Some of the activities at last year's Pumpkin Smash and other times throughout the year, the proceeds have developed this new facility. Tell me about it.
Our education facility has been in the works for a number of years now, and we're just so excited to see it finally coming to completion. It's going to be a game changer for the farm. We're going to be able to have our workshops indoors. They aren't going to be inside of a barn, so it'll be a comfortable environment for workshops. It'll also make it so that our events aren't so rain dependent. We're always kind of dependent on the weather, and we're hoping that this way we can always just have people out to the farm to learn in any kind of environment.
Crabtree Farm's Pumpkin Smash and Fall Festival is Saturday, November 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's a small admission fee, which will be waived if you bring non-perishable food items to donate to the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. The carnival games and tractor rides are available at additional cost, but it costs nothing to chuck your Halloween pumpkin across the field using Crabtree Farm's trebuchets. More information can be found online at crabtreefarms.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.